بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ما بعد، فما يزال الحديث موصولا بما كان من الأمس من ذكر اسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We continue our discussion from that which has proceeded from yesterday, discussing and learning and mentioning the affairs related to the names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've seen in the hadith of Abi Sa'id that there's five names that he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about himself: Muhammad, Ahmed, Al-Mahi, Al-Hashir, and Al-Aqib. Excuse me, that was the hadith of Jubair, not Abi Musa. In the hadith of Jubair ibn Mut'im. Naam? Those five names. Who can repeat them? Muhammad, Ahmed, Al-Mahi, Al-Hashir, Al-Hashir, wa Al-Aqib, Al-Aqib, Muhammadun wa Ahmadu wal-Mahi wal-Hashir wal-Aqib. These are the five names, and we learned something about their meanings. If anybody didn't comprehend and understand the basic meanings of these words and these names of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should review the previous classes. Because these names have meanings, and it's beneficial to know them. And by way of these names, we know our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will see the meanings of these names and why he has named these names in his biography and in his seerah and sunnah. And in the days of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also after that, we had studied the hadith of Abi Musa. And in that hadith, there's the mention of six names in the wording of Muslim, and along with an extra name mentioned in Imam Ahmed, making it a total of seven names in the hadith of Abi Musa. And they are Muhammad wa Ahmed, Al-Muqaffi wal-Hashir, Nabi al-Tawbah, wa Nabi al-Rahma, wa Nabi al-Malhama. So from that hadith, adding to what had preceded in the hadith of Jubair, we have Al-Muqaffi, and Nabi al-Tawbah, wa Nabi al-Rahma, wa Nabi al-Malhama. Adding to those five, four more. And also, we know from his names, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was well known by way of, even before he was a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Amin. Al-Amin. That makes 10. 10 names. And also we have seen that from his names, and what Ibn Qayyim had mentioned also, Al-Fatih. Al-Fatih. Naam? And there's one left for us to study and learn today, that we have not discussed in detail the meaning of, and that is Al-Mutawakkil. Al-Mutawakkil. So from the names of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Mutawakkil. Al-Mutawakkil. يعني الذي توكل على الله توكلا تاما صلى الله عليه وسلم. المتوكل, he is the one who put his faith and his trust and his hope and reliance entirely upon Allah alone. And he relied upon Allah, and his hope is in Allah, and his trust and his faith and reliance is upon Allah, as upon Allah to do all of his affairs. And from the greatest of those affairs that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he relied upon Allah to perform, the conveyance of the revelation. And the teaching of the people, their deen, and the clarification of the truth and the reason for the purpose of the creation, and the reality of this life and in the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clarified all of that. How did he do that? By the permission and the help and the aid of Allah, and the protection and the support of Allah. So he relied upon Allah and he trusted in Him entirely. Al-Mutawakkil sallallahu alayhi wasallam ala rabbihi. And this also means that he was the one who trusted and relied upon Allah, meaning that whatever Allah gave him, he was happy with that. That he had al-qana'ah bil-yaseer sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That he was satisfied and happy and content even if he only had a few things. And did you know, sometimes we will see in his biography, inshallah, whenever we're beginning to study his days, the days of his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that months would go by and they would not start a fire in their home. And for us, like to understand in our terms today, a month would go by and they would not use the stove. Because they don't have no food to cook. They would just eat something that is simple, that they have, like dates and water. Like dates and water. But he was satisfied and happy and content with what Allah had provided for him. So he is Al-Mutawakkil. This particular name, we have saved it for the end, for a reason. And that is the importance for a believer, the young and the old, to know about this affair. Putting the faith in Allah and the trust in Allah. That whatever Allah has decreed for us is good. And whether we have wealth or prosperity, or whether we're tried with a sickness or harm, and the life's like this, or poverty, it's all from the decree of Allah. And our job as slaves in the creation of Allah is to put our trust in Him and to be happy with Him at all times. And نَرْضَى بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا. That we're pleased with Allah as our Lord, with whatever He decrees for us. And we ask Him for the good of this life and the hereafter. But whatever has... It comes to us, it's from His decree, and we submit to Him. And we trust Him to help us get through it. If it's some good that He has given us, then we put our faith and trust in Him to help us show thanks and to not be ungrateful. Because being ungrateful is very bad manners. And not showing thanks for blessing is very, very bad manners. And if we are tried from the decree of Allah with some hardship or difficulty, then we put our faith and trust in Allah to make it easy for us and to help us to be able to bear that and to deal with it nam in the best manner, in the best way. Another reason, shahada. هذا لا 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 اجلس في مكانك ها اصبري شوية انتبه لا 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 طيب. We save this name also for the end because there's a proof for this name, and it's in a narration. And in this narration is the description of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even in the books that come before. Who knows the books that came before the Quran? The revealed books that came before the Quran. Who knows some of them? At-Tawrat wal-Injil. Naam, that's some of them. And this is from the books that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was mentioned in the Torah. And he was mentioned that his name is Al-Mutawakkil. And then there are some characteristics and traits that's mentioned in this narration about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that's very beneficial. That's very beneficial for us to know about him. That these are some of his manners. And this is some of his characteristics and traits, that he is a Muhammad and he's Ahmed, he's praiseworthy for them. So it has been narrated and collected by Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala. And he mentioned with his chain of narration to Ata' ibn Yasar. And he is from the great tabi'een and scholars of hadith, students of the companions. Rahimahullah. Qala, he said, Laqitu Abdullah ibn Amr al-'As. He said, I met Abdullah ibn Amr al-As, radiyallahu anhuma. He said, I met Abdullah. Abdullah, him and his father. Abdullah ibn Amr and Amr. Huh? Ibn Anas, both of them are companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, I met Abdullah, the son of Amr radiallahu anhumah. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ He said to him, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ صِفَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي التَّوْرَاهِ He said, tell me about the description of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Torah. Why would he come to Abdullah bin Amr and ask him about this? One thing is that's known about this specific companion, Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhuma, is that he used to have knowledge of the previous books. And he used to have knowledge of the Torah. And he used to have knowledge of the proverbs and the wisdoms that have come from Bani Israel. And he was very knowledgeable, not only of the Quran, but also of the narrations that have come from Bani Israel in his time, that he was aware of them. And he was from them who was aware of these affairs. He was from the companions that were aware of al-riwayat al-Israeliyya. That's what they're called. The narrations of the children of Israel. So, Allah, he knows this. And he's coming. Tell me about the mention of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah. Naam? Qala ajal. He said, of course. Of course, I'm going to tell you about him. He said, Wallahi, innahu la mawsufun fit tawrati. Bi ba'di sifatihi fil Quran. He said, I swear by Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is described in the Torah with some of the things he's been described with in the Quran. Da'i hala. Da'i hala. انتبه. He is described in the Torah with some of the things that he's been described with in the Quran. And he mentions some verse. And he says, Ya ayyuhal nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa hirzan lil ummiyina. Anta abdi wa rasuli sammaytuka al mutawakkil. Naam, he said, from that which is mentioned in the Torah, it says, O you Prophet, verily I have sent you as a witness and a giver of glad tidings and a warner and a protection for the illiterate nation. Anta abdi, you are my slave, wa rasuli, and my messenger. Sammaytuka al-mutawakkil. I have named you al-mutawakkil. I have named you al-mutawakkil. Now he mentions some attributes of the Prophet. Laysa bifadhin wala ghalid. He is not harsh and he's not rude and hard-hearted. Laysa bifadhin. He doesn't talk to the people with sharp tone and belittling speech. He's not harsh and hard-hearted with the people and mean to them. And raising his voice to them all the time. This is what Allah said about him in the Torah. Is this mentioned about him in the Quran? Yes. Allah said in Surah Al Imran, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ If you had been, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, harsh and rude and hard-hearted, they would have fled from you. The companions would have run away from him. But he wasn't harsh. And he wasn't hard-hearted. Naam, and this is what is mentioned about him even before he was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the previous book, in the book of Musa. وَلَا سَخَّابٍ بِالْأَسْوَاقِ And also, وَلَا سَخَّابٍ بِالْأَسْوَاقِ And also, he's not from those who raise and raise his voice in the markets. Some people, when they go to the markets, they raise their voice all loud. Wallahi, this you didn't pay. Oh, he's going to pay. You owe me this. How much is that? Oh, this is too much. Raising their voice and being rude. He is not like that. Some people, they go to the market and they're like that. And they go to the stores and they're like them. They raise their voice and they talk out loud and they're rude. And they're like this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nope. He wasn't like that. Now, if he wasn't like that in the market, then how about in his home? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very nice. وَلَيَدْفَعُ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ and he does not repel the evil with the evil. If somebody does bad to him, he doesn't do bad back to them. These are very, very beautiful traits. This is why he's praiseworthy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody does bad to him, he doesn't do bad back to them. What do we know something about that? About our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah? If somebody does something bad to him, would he do something bad back to them? What about whenever that man came to him whenever he's sleeping? Inshallah, we'll see in his seerah. The Prophet is sleeping and the man came to him and took his sword. And he's ready to and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and there was a man standing over him with a sword and said, "Who's going to protect you right now from me?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah." And the man dropped the sword. He couldn't even hold it no more. He was so scared. And Allah caused his hand to make the sword fall from his hand. And the Prophet picked up the sword from his hand. And he called his companions. And they all came running over there. And he said, "Do you know this man? What happened? This man just now? What happened to him? He came over here when I'm sleeping. And he took my sword. And he put it over my head. And he said this and this and this. And then I said this. And he dropped the sword. And here we are." And you know what they said about him after that? They wanted to harm him and kill him. But the Prophet let him go. Nah, let him go. It's okay. People who did bad to him, he didn't do bad to them. One man came and grabbed him by his shirt. "Give me some charity. Give me some money. Give me some sadaqah." The Prophet ﷺ didn't get mad at him. "What are you grabbing my shirt for?" He didn't get mad at him like that. Rather, he smiled. And they said, "Give him some charity." Give him some charity. We can practice this with our sisters and brothers. Sometimes our sister or our brother does something bad to us. Pinch us or something like that, or take our pencil or something like that, or take the device out of our hand, and instead of pulling the hair, pulling back, we smile. And what do we say? "Allah yahdik. Allah yahdika. May Allah guide you. May Allah guide you. Ghafarallahu lak. May Allah forgive you. Afallahu ank. Afallahu ank. May Allah pardon you." And smile like this. Why? To be nice to our brother or sister, or to get the pleasure of Allah. Not to remember that the manners, they begin with Allah. Now, he says, "Lakin ya'fu wa yaghfir," but rather he doesn't be mean to somebody who's mean to him, but rather he pardons them and he forgives them. Now, he said, "Walam yaqbidahu Allahu hatta yuqima bihi al-millat al-awja," and Allah will never take his life. Meaning he will never cause him to die until he establishes the crooked deen. The deen that had been made crooked. He will establish it. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with the sirat al-mustaqim. And the deen was established and set straight and clarified until it was not clear, and he did not die sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until he clarified the deen. بِأَنْ يَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and tell the people they say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Now we have another point. وَيَفْتَحُ بِهَا أَعْيُنًا عُمْيًا وَأَذَانٍ سُمَّا وَقُلُوبًا غُلْفًا, and he will open by way of that deen, or by way of him, يَفْدَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا عُمْيًا, and opening up the blind eyes and deaf ears and the hearts that are locked. And the hearts that are locked. So the Allah Azza wa Jal, by way of the Messenger, the eyes that are blind and cannot see the truth have become open. And the ears that are locked or that are sealed and cannot hear the truth have been opened. And likewise, the hearts that are locked and sealed from understanding the truth have been opened by the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah knows best. This portion of this narration here is also where the scholars have derived that name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Fatih. Al-Fatih. Because Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, whenever he mentioned the meaning of Al-Fatih, this is what he mentioned. And that has preceded, and we studied that. He mentioned this portion here. And that he opens, that by Allah opened by way of him the blind eyes and the deaf ears and the hearts that are locked and sealed. Now, as for that name Al-Fatih, I didn't read a specific proof that said my name is Al-Fatih or his name is Al-Fatih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's as if it's derived from this portion of this narration here, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his description has come in the Torah. And Allah has called him in the Torah Al-Mutawakkil. And he is the one who trusts and relies upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and has all of his faith in him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember that we're learning these names and we're learning and studying the biography. And one of the benefits that we hope for is that we will be able to follow him. That we want to know him and know about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we can follow him. So from those traits that we want to follow are these traits here. That we also will be like him. That we put our trust in Allah. And that we put our faith in Allah. And that we depend and rely upon Allah. If we're having a hard time doing our homework, we say Bismillah and we ask Allah to help us. If we are looking for something, our toys, we can't find them. Or our hijab, we can't find it. Or our izar, we can't find it. Then we ask Allah to help us. And we look for it and take the means. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he's doing, he put his trust in Allah to do that. And then he take the means. So like that, a believer, we put our trust in Allah, our faith in Allah, and we take the means. We ask Allah to help us. We ask Allah to guide us. And then we take the means for guidance. And we take the means for having the good of this life. We want to be protected from evil. We ask Allah to protect us. And at the same time, we have to take the means. Because we're following Al-Mutawakkil. We're following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who put all of his faith and trust in Allah. This is also a great clarification of the misguidance of some of those people who are Muslims. But they're misguided. And they call on the Prophet. And they call on the graves. And they call on the saints and the awliya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's mutawakkil. He put his faith in Allah. He didn't put his faith in the graves. He didn't put his trust and reliance upon anybody else other than Allah. Who's going to save you from me now? Who did he say? Allah. He's relying upon Allah. He put his faith and trust in Allah. Al-mutawakkil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like that, we have to be as well. We put our faith in Allah that he will protect us. And our trust in Allah that he will guide us. Huh? And our hope in Allah that he will protect us. But we also have to take the means. Just like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also from his manners, that he's not from those people who raise his voice. He's not from those people who raise his voice at others. Nah? And also he's from those people, he's not harsh and hard-hearted and rude to others. And also he did not used to recompense people with bad. Somebody did bad to him, he's not bad to them. He's not bad to them. Rather, he pardoned them and he forgave them. And he didn't raise his voice in the market, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to say, La ilaha illallah. And he used to call the people to La ilaha illallah. And he lived upon that and died upon that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what we want to be upon. And what we want to live upon and die upon. The way of a Nabi. Huh? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also from his names that we will not discuss in detail, just mention them briefly, have come in the Quran likewise and in this narration. Allah has called him Shahid. Naam, Shahid. That he is a witness. He is the witness over all of the ummah and all of the nations. And his nation is a witness over the rest of the nations. Naam, and also from his descriptions and names in the Quran as well, Al-Bashir. The one who gives glad tidings to those who obey him. And who believe in him and follow his deen. And also from his names, An-Nadhir. An-Nadhir, the warner. The warner. He gives warning to the people who disobey him and turn away from his obedience, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because obeying the messenger is obeying Allah. Namu. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the messenger, then verily he has obeyed Allah. You can't obey Allah except if you obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he's Nadir. Naam, he's warning the people. He's warning the people from a great, great punishment and a great, great day when the people will stand before their Lord. Also from his names, الدَّاعِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالسِّرَاجَ الْمُنِيرِ. Also from his name, he's the caller to Allah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ يَدُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Naam, he used to call to Allah. And he used to remind the people about Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would teach the people about Allah and about his names, about his attributes. And he would teach the people about the Day of Judgment and the meaning of Allah. Naam. So he is a caller to Allah. Also from his names in the Quran, Al-Muzammil. Also from his names in the Quran, Al-Mudathir. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal Muzammil. Ya ayyuhal Mudathir. These are all some of the names that have been mentioned about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the book of Allah. also some of the names that are well known of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa. Al-Mustafa, Al-Mukhtar, the selected and chosen one. And he has been chosen to be the seal of the prophets. And he has been chosen to bear and carry the final revelation and to convey that to the people and to warn them of the day of judgment and resurrection and to give them glad tidings of paradise for those who obey. Naam, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, he has been called and known as As-Sadiq, Al-Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also he is known as As-Shafi' wal-Mushaffa', the one who will give intercession, the one who will be allowed to give intercession, and the one who his intercession will be accepted. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are other names that have been mentioned. If we catch them, alhamdulillah. If we don't catch them, alhamdulillah. Just mentioning for the benefit. Some people are swifter and more mature than others. And this is from knowing our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muhim, that we get these 12 names. Naam, Muhammad and Ahmed. Al-Mahi, Al-Hashir, Al-Aqib. Al-Muqaffi. Nabi al-Tawba, Nabi al-Rahma, Nabi al-Malhama. Al-Fatih. What? Al-Amin. And the last one? Al-Mutawakkil. How many is that? 12 names. Naam, 12 names. 12 names. Who can repeat them? Rahman. Taiba. Maryam, tafadhali. Muhammad Ahmed.
Al-Mahi.
Al-Hashir.
Al-Aqib.
Mu. Al-Muqah.
Al-Muqaffi.
Nabi al-Tawba. Nabi al-Rahba.
Nabi al-Malhama.
Wa Nabi al-Malhama. Malhama.
Al-Amin.
Al-Fatih.
Al-Mutawakkil.
Al-Mutawakkil. Al-Mutawakkil. Kam hafithti anti, ya Salama. How many did you memorize? Just mention. The first one, what do you know?
I know.
Al-Amin. What's the first one, the most important one? Bu. Muha. Muhammad. Muhammad. And then after that, Ahmed. Okay, now go from your memory. Muhammad wa Ahmed. Naam. Yassir Allahu lak.
Al-Hashir.
Al-Amin.
Al-Mutawakkil.
Al-Mutawakkil, naam, sah? Al-Mah.
Al-Mahi.
Al-Hashir. Al-Ah. Qib. Al-Aqib. Al-Muqaffi. MashaAllah. Nabi al-Rahma, wa Nabi al-Tawba, wa Nabi al-Malhama, wa al-Fatih, wa al-Amin. Naam, Abdul Rahman. Hat. Allahumma barik. Hada huwa. Naam. From the noble students online, how many memorized all names? All 12 names. Raise your hand if you memorize all 12 names. Kareem. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Who else memorized all 12 names? Whoever memorized, type them for us from memory. Type them for us by memory. From memory, what you can remember, not from looking in the notebook. Muhammad, Ahmed. That's two. Nabi Rahmah, Ahsant. Allahumma barik. Al-Hashir. Al-Mutawakkil. Naam. Ahsant. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Almost halfway. Alhamdulillah. I know you memorized all of them. Sometimes when people get put on the spot, they forget. Sometimes whenever all of a sudden you get asked a question from the teacher, your mind goes blank. Wallahu al-musta'an. That's very much understood. Al-Amin. Naam. This reminds me, subhanAllah. One time I was in Samita. I was in Samita and visiting Sheikh Zayd. Al-Madkhali Rahimahullah, and we study with him, and we study with his sons as well, Sheikh Muhammad bin Zayd Hafidhullah, and Sheikh Ali bin Zayd Hafidhullah. And Sheikh Zayd, he made a dawra just for us with his son, and also with Sheikh Abdullah al-Najmi, and also with Sheikh Muhammad Sahir Akur Hafidhullah jami'an, Masheikh Jazan, Masheikh Samita wal-Najama. In any case, when I'm there, I'm the only American. And we're way down south. Samita is right by the border of Yemen. You can see the mountains of Yemen from the masjid. From there, it's very close. Sheikh Muhammad bin Zayd, he's teaching us. We're a small group in Sheikh Zayd's masjid, rahimahullah. And he asked the question, and he said, the question is, Shemal Yameen, Yameen Shemal. Huh? Is it left or right? Like this. And the issue is, we're talking about issue, we're studying Bulugh Maram. And it was an issue about Shemal or Yameen. And the answer is Yameen. In my mind, I know the answer, Yameen. But he's talking and talking and talking, and then he asked a question, and he says, ماذا تقول أنت? And he pointed to me. Oh, it's like, oh, Shemal! In my mind, I said Yameen, but my mouth and tongue has said Shemal. Allahu musta'an. He's like, no. It's like the easiest question ever. The most, question that does not require too much intelligence. And I got it wrong. But I know the right answer. But because I was so nervous to be sitting in front of the Shaykh in that manner like this, in his Aiba, and the respect that I had for him, he asked me the question like that all of a sudden, and I mixed it up, and I said, instead of left, I said of right, I said left, Allah musta'an. So in any case, this happens sometimes. Naam, al-mutawakkil, al-amin, al-aqil, la, al-aqib, al-aqib, bil-ba' al-aqib, nabi al-mal, laysa al-marhama, nabi al-malhama, al-aqib, al-aqib, akhi kareem, barakat, naam, ahsant, wa nabi al-malhama, nabi al-rahma, that's one, Nabi al-Malhama. Al-Malhama meaning the fighting, jihad. Nabi of jihad. He fought. Naam. Hadhu huwa. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wa barakallahu fikum. So we want to know something about our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is his names. That he has names. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have been mentioned. And these names, they have descriptions. And they describe how his manners were and his characters were. And his character was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that, we conclude the topic of ismihi. Naam. We've been studying naam. Ismuhu wa nasabuhu. Now we have to study nasabuhu. Inshallah, in the next class, we begin with his lineage. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll study it in general from two aspects. One, we will talk about the short version that each student must learn and memorize, and then we'll have the extra credit long version that we'll mention for the ones who want to strive harder to know more about their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll just mention that and give it for memorization. As for the short part, then everybody must learn that and understand that and know that. The eraser, al-mahi. Al-mahi. Akhir Kareem. Al-mahi. Naam, al-mahi. Mumtaz. Ahsanta. Ahsantum jamiyan. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.